You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Aren't you glad you have your boys in the morning to get you prepped for the day with what's trending now? We got your trending report right here. Nuggets play game four of their playoff series against the Clippers tonight. The Rockies got blasted by San Diego last night, 14-5. They play the Padres again tonight. And then here's the probably the biggest sports news and the worst sports news for Denver today. Von Miller, the Denver Broncos star, suffered what appears to be a tear in a tendon near his ankle. They say this will probably require surgery, and reports say that Von Miller is out for the season.
You're saying it's kind of like a freak accident, just kind of random. It was the last play of practice, and something popped, felt funny, and...
Doesn't it really? I mean, it sucks when you lose your best player, but also it sucks when it happens in practice.
I know.
It's not even during a game.
I know.
Broncos' first game is in Denver Monday night, the late Monday night game against Tennessee. Speaking of the NFL, they have been testing all their players like crazy, and they announced that last week, out of 2,641 players, only one tested positive for COVID-19. And besides that one player, Jeremy, there were also seven positives among the 5,700 league and team staff members. So eight total out of more than 8,000 people. They say that's 0.1%, which is great. But before we get too excited, let's remember that before the baseball season started, they did the same tests, and that had even better numbers. And we saw what happened with Major League Baseball. Once they started their season, it just kind of all went to hell.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
And then last but not least, the NFL has once again dropped that tired old Hank Williams Jr. song as their Monday Night Football theme song. All my rowdy friends are here on Monday night.
Oh, you know, I like that.
It's just, they've been playing that for more than 30 years. They are using COVID-19 as their excuse, but many people feel like it's just a way for the NFL to conveniently get rid of a song by a guy who's had a history that doesn't maybe align with the NFL's standards. The new song will be a mashup of a song by the late Little Richard and the band Butcher Brown. So look for that on Monday night.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just like, okay.
All right.
Whatever. What else is trending?
Shout out to all the weirdos today. Today is something called Wonderful Weirdos Day, dedicated to all the geeks, freaks, misfits, and weirdos who pretty much think outside the box on a daily basis, refuse to play by the rules. This little story says, remember, being different makes you unique. I've always been categorized as a bit of a weirdo, a bit of a geek at times, so I'm all right with that.
What's the day called? National what?
Wonderful Weirdos Day.
Wonderful Weirdos.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I kind of like the people that are just a little off and think just a little bit differently. You guys rock. Hey, the next time you visit the Denver Zoo, you might not see any, well, actually not might not, but you will not see any peacocks out there. The zoo has removed all of the free-range peafowl, as they call them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they made the decision to remove the peacocks a while ago, but they kind of just got them all out of there during COVID. I guess it was easier to catch them. They said they decided to get rid of them because of a few incidents over the past few years. Some biting, some pecking, some scratching, some chasing.
Really?
Those birds are the devil, man. They frighten the hell out of me. Yeah, I will say in the peafowl's defense, this story is talking about how people would try to pluck their feathers or, you know, try to pet them or ride them or pick them up. And a lot of times the birds were just defending themselves. But still...
Yeah,
I don't know. I always felt uncomfortable with those birds wandering around.
My
little
gut reaction when you said they were getting rid of them is that it had nothing to do with the poor birds. It's just that people are jackwagons.
Yeah, people are jackwagons. They said they used to have about 40 of those birds roaming the grounds back in the day. So anyway, no more peacocks. And their screech, too, that you'd hear. Mm-hmm. Terrifying.
Sounds like your mating call.
A little bit. Finally, some good news to come out of 2020. Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming to an end. The last season's going to air early next year. Right?
Oh, my God. We're done with the show.
They made the announcement on social yesterday. It's with heavy hearts, is their quote. Oh. They've been on for 14 years, which is 20 seasons, hundreds of episodes, numerous spinoffs. Mm-hmm. Now E, the television network, is saying they really don't have any other shows in the works with the family, so this could be the end of the Kardashians.
Yeah, it's with heavy hearts and with heavy bank accounts that they meander out of there.
Made them, didn't it? And I think, wasn't Ryan Seacrest like a big producer on the show or something like that? He's probably made a buttload of money off of them.
Yeah.
If you're a diehard fan of Dancing with the Stars, you're going to love this news. Old Dreamboat Derek Hough is returning to Dancing with the Stars, but he's not going to be one of the dancers this time. He's going to be one of the judges. He's taking the place of Lynn Goodman, who's not making the trip over from the UK to be one of the judges this year because of COVID. So they're going to park Derek there at the judge's desk. And Dom, he's a hell of a dancer. I know you're not probably familiar with him, but he's quite a dancer, man.
I've heard the name.
He is the brother of Julianne. Oh.
I know of her, too.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Some of the Rona nonsense floating around. They say that singing happy birthday could spread the coronavirus. Scientists analyzed how many droplets come out of your mouth when you're singing different songs, and happy birthday was up there. It spread like the most. And I guess if you get a big group of people together singing that, you're just covered in droplets. And then don't even get me started about blowing on the cake.
Foul.
I hope that comes to an end because of the Rona.
I think it has to, doesn't it?
No more peacocks and no more blowing on cakes. Nike has some new shoes coming out just in time for the Halloween season. It's the Air Max 95S, which our producer Josh, who is a shoe collector, will probably get his hands on these. They're inspired by the Nightmare on Elm Street movie, specifically the villain Freddy Krueger. Google him, Gen Zers. The shoes are based on his striped sweater that he wears in the movies. There's a bloody swoosh logo, like Nike, you know. Some light blood splatter on the sides, I guess. And then some gray on the toes to represent Freddy's razor glove. They're going to be out in October. I posted a picture of them on our Facebook. They actually look kind of cool. They look all right. Yeah, it looks like something I'd rock, so it's kind of cool. And then, Dom, here's a science-y story for you. They say the next time you have a bug bite or an itch, or a bug bite that causes an itch, basically, this study out of the Journal of Neuroscience is saying that you should rub your itch instead of scratching it. Mm-hmm. There's this whole scientific process behind this where they gave mice some chemicals and the mice were itching, and they found that if they rubbed the mice instead of scratching them, it provided the same relief, basically. And then you're not causing damage to your skin while you're scratching because you're really going to town. So
poor mice, they're like, what did we do?
Honey, what'd you do today? I rubbed my mouse. Oh, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. There's this Wendy's drive-thru worker that's gone viral for sounding like an automated recording, not a person. Now, I pulled just a couple seconds to hear what this guy sounds like for you. Here, check it out.
Thank you for choosing your local Lightfoot Wendy's. What can I get for you today? Okay. Anything else? Your total is, please fall to the window. Thank you. And thank you for choosing your local Wendy's. Have a lovely evening.
So as you pull up, he talks like that when you give him your order.
So I was listening to that earlier, and I was wondering, is that just the way he talks, or is he just having fun?
I think he's pouring it on. of course, my computer froze up.
Thank you for choosing your local Lightfoot Wendy's. What can I get for you today?
He sounds like a couple of the guys over at our sports station when they're cutting commercials, you know? Yeah. Over at On the Altitude. Anyway, check out the whole story on this dude. It's kind of funny. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That's what's trending now. That's what's trending now with your boys in the morning right here at Denver's Mix 100.